The broken clock is a comfort. It helps me sleep tonight.
We'll talk about that.
Maybe it can't stop tomorrow.
My voice is getting scratchier.
Stealing all my time. Now he's still waiting.
Get ready for, I'm trying to get ready for the show.
Why don't you just be quiet?
I am damaged at best. Like you've already figured it out. I'm falling apart.
I'm falling apart.
I'm barely breathing.
I'm breathing okay.
With a broken heart.
That's gross.
What? Breathing is gross?
No, you're snot.
I don't have any snot.
You were sucking it up there a minute ago.
No, I was breathing.
That's not breathing.
Well, that is... That is Lifehouse, and the song's called Broken. So check that out if you like it. If you don't check it out, I guess. Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
It is 68 right now. 10 till 10. 9:50 p.m. Sulphur Springs, Texas. It's 30 degrees in La Crosse. That's pretty warm for La Crosse. It's supposed
at
to be
night.
Eight. It's supposed to be 18 before morning.
Burr. So we called my mom and dad today because it was 78 degrees here on January 3rd.
Yes, this was genius.
So we called my mom and dad and I said, "Hey, mom, what you doing?" "Nothing. Dad's just curled up by the fire." And I said, "Yeah, we have all the windows open and it's 78 degrees. You know what she said to me? She said, "Shut up." That's exactly what she said.
Scoreboard! Scoreboard! 78 degrees. That's right. Air conditioner was on in the car. Scoreboarded my in-laws.
And Dad started laughing. And he said, "It's hot here too, by the fire."
By the fire.
Did you turn me down? Because I can't. All of a sudden, I feel like I'm in a tunnel.
That was for the by
for
the fire comment.
Yeah. A little delayed there.
No, I didn't turn you down. And oh yeah, I did turn you down a little bit because you were peeking out there.
You're just icky.
I know. I got the
so
I got the cough. All
New
so.
Year's Eve. You know, we told y'all we're going to that party. Right?
Yeah, we didn't.
He was in a band and we were all excited. All of our heads were going to be there. We're really excited. He got a new dress. It's going to be fun. They were having prime rib and crab and shrimp and the whole deal. It was going to be great.
Already paid for, by the way.
Already paid. $70.
Paid in advance. $70 for the both of us. That's for both of us.
Yeah.
$70.
Paid, right?
Paid for.
Right.
Yep. Ahead of time.
Did I
mention that we forked over the cash already?
Yeah. And then the day before, Brad starts to feel a little under the weather.
Got worse.
Yeah. And then the next day, he woke up and he felt terrible. He got up that morning, Wednesday morning. I was working out. And he slept in. It was 7 o'clock.
It was almost 8.
No, it was 7 when I got up and I realized he was there. And I thought, he must not be feeling good. I guess he's staying home. He's going to take a sick day.
No.
So he gets up at like 8:30 and comes stumbling out of the bedroom. He's dressed. He didn't shave. I don't even know if he brushed his teeth. But he had his clothes on. He looked like a mess. And he comes out, tucking his shirt in, and he says, "I got good morning." I said, "You're going to work? You look terrible." I said, "You're not. You don't feel good." I'm fine. I gotta go to work. I'm like, no, you don't. Go back to bed. What is the matter with you? He totally lost his voice. So he gets in the car, and I'm like, "Really? You really think you should go to work?" I gotta go. I can't. I'm like, "What is the matter with you? You have sick days. You never, ever take a sick day. Now you're sick."
It was a day before a holiday.
So do they have that rule that if you take the day off, then you don't get the holiday paid? Do they have that rule?
No.
Okay. Well, then what are you worried about?
It's extremely frowned upon.
Well, if you're sick, you can't help it. I mean, you can't help that you have bad timing.
I do.
I worked for a company once that if you were sick, I mean, like if you took the day off before, like if you were sick the day before holiday, then they wouldn't give you the holiday off as a holiday. You'd have to take the day off as a sick day.
Right.
Well, that's stupid. I can't plan when I get sick. That's really dumb. And I know that people try to, you know, they abuse it. But I wasn't abusing it, so what are you punishing me for? I was on Christmas Eve. I was at work.
One bad apple. I thought
I was going to die. I just sat there with my head on my desk most of the day, making other people sick. How good is that? That's not good. Anyway, so he went and he got in his truck and he drove away. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I can't believe he's going. So I go and I can continue my workout. I'm doing my crunches. All of a sudden, I hear the garage door open. I mean, it's not even 5 minutes later. And I'm like, oh, he must have felt too bad and he's coming home.
So
he comes in and I go, you're going to go back to bed? No, I'm going to work from home. I called Alan. He told me just stay home. I'm like, you're not going
to
take sick
days. So this is how sympathetic my boss is. I call him to tell him I'm on my way to work that I overslept. Because I'm supposed to be there by the time I left.
Right. Well, before you left.
Before then,
supposed to be there at 7.
7 or 7:15. Really, I was supposed to be there by 7:30. I try to get there at 7:15. So I live an hour and a half from where I work, mm-hmm. at least, on a good day. So I call him to let him know that I overslept and I'm on my way. He says, well, did you just leave the house? Because he could tell I was in a truck. And my voice, yeah, I'm just coming to call in today. I'm sorry, I overslept. I didn't feel good. And I'm on my way in now, you know. And he's like, oh, he says, have you already left the house? Or he says, have you just left the house? And I said, yeah, I'm on the highway now. I'll be there, you know. And he says, well, if you're not too far from home, why don't you just work at home today? Not take a sick day, or you need to take a sick day. Or
well,
you
didn't
take the
tell
day
him
off?
You were sick, did you?
He knew I was sick.
You know
I sounded
what?
Like I'd
you,
swallowed an
it
alligator.
Doesn't, you know what? You assume a lot of things. You just expect people to, like, you expect the waitress to know that we haven't ordered. You expect people to just know things that they don't know. You give people way too much credit. You should have said, you know what, Alan? I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling well. If you don't tell, you don't get. I am not feeling well. And so I overslept and I just really felt like I needed to come in today, you know, and give him the option to go, you know what, if you're sick, just go home. It's fine. I mean, if after you say I'm sick and I didn't feel good,
and I overslept. I mean, I did say that. I did tell. Okay. I gave him enough information to make his own decision.
Okay. Well, anyway, so he came home.
So I came home and laid my head down
on
my desk. Signed into work. I did get some work done.
He did. But then as the day went on, I got worried. I called my friend. I was like,
I got
I
worse
don't know.
And worse as the day went on.
I don't, this doesn't look good. You better start praying. He's not feeling well.
Oh.
And he's like, will you go without me? I'm not going without you. Who am I going to dance with? I'm not, no. I mean, all my friends were going to be there. It'd been fine. But I'm not going by myself.
By 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is when I can take off, 4:30. If it depends on what kind of lunch I take. But by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when I could take off, I was ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I did. I went to bed at 7.
Yeah, it was a great New Year. Happy New Year! No, you didn't go to bed at 7. It was 9.
What was it?
Yeah, it was.
I went to bed when Helen did.
No, you didn't. You came and watched Living with Ed.
Oh. I think you think I came and watched Living with Ed when I was actually sleeping on
no,
the couch.
No, you may. No, you okay. were sitting up.
All right. So I went to bed at 9. Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go. I'm still out of it. I don't even know.
Whatever.
I took
matter.
NyQuil. So I was pretty much in a coma.
You did? You took it that night too? I don't think you took it that night.
Oh,
you
didn't
took
take
it the
that
night before. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I took it two nights
you
in a row.
Oh, you did take it that night
uh-huh.
then? Okay. Well,
okay.
Whatever.
There you go.
It doesn't make any difference. Anyway, so I sat
obviously,
there.
Obviously, it makes a difference to you. You
well, I mean, I'm saying it after
you know
I was
what I took
correcting.
And what I didn't take and when I went to bed and when I didn't.
Oh, shut up.
No
so,
better than me.
In the words of my mother, shut up.
Okay.
Shut up, shut up. So, my old mother told me to shut up. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
So,
shut up, I guess.
So,
yes?
I sat there on the couch by myself.
New Year's. Did
and
you say it
Living
for New
with
Year's?
Ed, and then I watched House Hunters International on
did
HGTV.
Did you stay up for New Year's?
I did not. It was 10:40 something, and I was like, forget this. I'm going to bed. I'm tired. So I went to bed.
Good for you.
No ball dropping.
No, nothing.
It had just been depressing. You know what would have been depressing? It would have been it's like when you're too young to go out, but you're old enough to babysit, and you get stuck babysitting these kids, and you're by yourself, feeling depressed that you're not getting to be with your friends.
Hey, let's talk about my first kiss. What are you talking about?
What?
Just kidding.
You sicko. So, I mean, that's what it was. I thought, you know what? My friends are out partying, have a good time, and I'm going to bed. No, I didn't feel sorry for him. It was fine. I didn't care. I went to bed. It was fine. Yeah.
I was a little...
It was a dud.
I was a little depressed about $70.
Well, that was a little sad, yeah. But then April got sick on her way to the party. She got... Yeah,
my other date. Yeah. See, I was supposed to have two dates. I was taking Faith, and then I was also taking April because John was playing in the band.
He plays the drums. So then she needed somebody, you know, to, I mean, it was a big group of us, so it wasn't like we were just the four of us. But anyway, and then she started to get sick on the way there.
Oh, hey, man. Hey, how are y'all?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, I had a good time, man.
I have a would you rather for you.
You do?
Uh-huh.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet.
Oh, thanks.
You thought of me.
I did.
I get to play.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all excited. Go ahead.
Okay,
right? I'm all twittery and inside here. Wait a second. I got to get in the mode. Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
Would you rather?
I would.
Chew like a cow.
Uh-huh.
Or laugh like a goat.
Oh, that's a hard one now because you see the cow chews all the time. And then the chewing the... And you know what? They're putting bubble gum in cow feed.
They are?
Yeah. Bubblegum.
Okay.
It's the newest thing.
Why?
Because the cow chews all the time. Yeah. It's like a natural thing for the cow. But all that's kind of wasted because they just kind of falls out the side of their mouth, half of it. And the real good protein that they're feeding cows, they didn't take the whole chewing could a cud thing.
Okay.
So they actually feeding them bubblegum.
What, they put the protein in it or something?
Because it's cheaper and it lasts longer.
Okay.
No, they get the protein in the regular, regular eating.
I thought it fell out of their mouth.
Well, not the bubble gum, evidently. I don't know. I didn't invent this thing.
Are you
going to
answer the question?
What was the question?
Would you rather chew like a cow or laugh like a goat?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one there. Laugh like a goat. Because goats are funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But you know what? I think that's a myth because I don't think goats really laugh that much. I mean, they're funny.
Yeah,
but
and they stink.
And they the male goats stink. Females don't stink. But so I guess what they mean by laugh like a goat is like all the time.
Yeah, that would be it. Or you would have to chew like a cow from now on.
Well,
I've
been told I chew like a cow anyway.
Well, that may be easy for you then.
Yeah, I don't know. Chew like a cow. I don't want to look like a cow. Really look like a goat.
But really?
That ain't the question.
He'd rather look like a goat. Would you rather look like a goat and laugh like a goat? Or look like a goat and chew like a cow?
I'm going to have to go with laugh like a goat, Chuck.
You're going with laugh like a goat?
Yeah, laugh like
$20,
a goat.
For $200?
I get $200.
You said Chuck.
I definitely will go with the laughing if I get $200 for laughing.
Okay, yeah. So you're going with laugh like a goat.
I'm going to go with laughing like a goat.
Oh, okay. That's good to do.
Better than laughing like a hyena.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny, though.
Laughing like a... You ever seen a hyena? They ain't funny.
Yeah, they are.
They're pretty serious animals.
Oh, they're funny. They're mean.
Mean animal.
Mm-hmm. Was that the last time you went to the zoo?
Zoo?
Yeah.
I ain't never been to the zoo.
Oh.
Oh, I've been to Uncle Dad's petting zoo.
Yeah.
But they arrested him for that.
They did.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to have animals.
Oh. Yeah, that's not good.
No. That ain't what I came in here for. Oh, hey, I remember what I came in here for.
Uh-huh.
I have got it now. You know how my used holiday card thing is going.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not, I wouldn't say it's going great.
Right.
I'm getting lots of cards.
Okay.
For recycling, you know.
Uh-huh. You're going green.
Yeah, I'm going green with the whole thing, and red and green.
Oh.
But I'm not getting a lot of buyers, you know. But it's not really the holiday season for buying. This is the selling market, you see. Uh-huh. The buying market will be next fall, you know. So while that's going on, you know, I was tinkering out there in the garage, and I come up with, I think, what's going to make me a legendary figure.
Okay, what's that?
I've decided to be legendary.
Okay.
And so I need something to achieve that there goal.
Mm-hmm.
So I invented the spare time machine.
The what? Spare time?
Spare time machine.
Okay.
And, now, you know, H.G. Wells invented the time machine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I invented the spare time machine.
Okay, what's that?
Well, it's $299.
Okay.
And it comes in a box.
Uh-huh.
And whenever you have spare time, you work on it and put it together.
That's the spare time machine.
Uh-huh.
Does yeah. it ever? Do you ever get done putting it together?
I don't know. Not yet. No.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you know.
Oh, okay.
But
so give you something to do in your spare time.
Sure. Yeah, $299. Yeah. I've got three of them. I've got three of them ready to ship.
I got plenty to do in my
spare
time.
There's only three.
What about those of us who don't need something else to do in
our
spare time?
Well, this ain't for everybody. Oh. I didn't say it was for everybody.
Oh, okay.
This is for somebody who's got everything, and you want to get them something they ain't got.
Oh, okay.
$299, it's a deal. I got three of them ready to ship right now. You get
if you call,
spare time machine.
If you call
in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, he'll give you...
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Spare time machine.
And I'll throw in some free, almost live bait.
Oh, that's a good deal.
A whole bucket full. Just
there
in
you
it.
Go.
I can't do this all day.
Mm-mm.
20 minutes. And are you getting this, cameraman? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got. Spare time machine. Buford says you'll love it. I guarantee you. So there you go.
Wasn't that the Ruffles guy? No,
what?
That was Lay's. Which was that? Ooh. Who was that?
What are you talking about?
Brett.
You got a dress?
Bye, Buford. See ya.
Oh, bye.
So who was that member in the 80s? He did, I guarantee it. It was Ruffles
that was,
at Ridges.
What? No, that was...
No, those are potato chips.
No.
Yeah.
No, Ruffles have Ridges. And you can't just eat one. Those were the two different...
Ruffles have Ridges. I guarantee if you can't eat just one, I guarantee it.
Well, that was one commercial, but that was that was the comedian. He was
a comedian.
Yeah, he was a comedian. He was from Louisiana, and he was a comedian,
I
and that was his
you.
And that was his big saying.
That was his shtick. Okay, whatever.
Yeah,
he sold potato chips.
His name has jumped out of my head. Yeah. I'm sure somebody.
I remember because during Wiffleball wake up in science class, my teacher thought he was funny. And he would throw the wiffle ball at you to wake, you know, because it was our first class.
Uh-huh.
And it had a wiffle ball, and to get your attention, he would throw it at you, and you would have to catch it.
Well, you better catch it.
Right. Well, it doesn't hurt. I mean, it's a wiffle ball.
Oh.
If you didn't catch it.
It hit you in the
head. Anyway, and so he'd stand up there in class, and he'd go, I guarantee it. I thought he was very funny.
Fred? No. Anyway.
He was a good teacher.
So you were going to tell us a story about the first baby.
New Year's seed. Okay. So while we were sleeping, did you know you gained an extra minute in 08?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because apparently humans...
I thought I felt something.
So apparently humans have decided that we're smarter than God, and we need to add an extra minute. Because...
You think God decided when the year was supposed to end?
Yeah, you think?
I don't think so.
I don't think he cares. So...
I think he cares.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. Is what I'm
God
saying.
Is outside of time.
Okay, here we go. I'm not starting that business. What I'm saying is that apparently the magnetic force or some other gobbly science content, which I don't know anything about because I have to
gobbly
listen.
Science content?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, wow, I like that.
Something slowing down. So back in the 70s, these, what did they call them? What do they call these scientists?
Meteorologists?
No.
Astrophysicists?
No.
Atomic genericists?
Maybe. They were called that. Anyway, these scientists decided that the Earth was not rotating fast enough to keep up with
time. Yeah, we have the leap year, right?
Right.
That's why we have leap year.
So we have a leap minute now.
We have a leap minute and a leap year?
Well, anyway, we added a minute. We had to add a minute in like 2006, and we had to add another minute.
You know what I think?
Yeah.
I think somebody's clock's running slow.
Yeah. So anyway,
that's what I think. The Mayans never had to add a minute.
What's the clock that would that the
Mayans
nuclear,
never had a leap year?
What's that clock that we run on? The
atomic clock.
Thank you. The atomic clock.
They had to add a minute to the atomic clock.
No, the atomic clock is perfect apparently, but the Earth is not. The Earth does not rotate.
Oh, wait a minute. So the clock that the man built, is perfect.
Sounds like Babylon, doesn't it?
And the Earth.
Yeah, it's not spinning correctly.
It's slow.
That's what they said. I've been trying to get to that point. You finally get it.
Oh, that's too funny. That is so rich. So have they developed a rocket that can speed the Earth up a little bit?
No, they're just adding a minute.
You know, because that would solve everything, right?
We're just adding a minute. Had I not told you this yet? I thought that was pretty funny.
Maybe you have. It just never dawned on me the irony of the situation.
Okay.
So
I was reading the paper like I do.
That's why they added 10 billion years into history, too, because they needed that much time to make up for the fact that evolution can't happen.
So I was reading the paper on New Year's Day, and they were having the big metro in the metro section. They were talking about that's the Dallas metro. They were talking about, the parties and the parades and all the business. And so it says, wait a minute, because we had to wait an extra minute, right?
They really said that?
Sorry. They said,
they said it in that tone?
They did.
In
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wow, okay.
09's first baby born in Dallas, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm reading the article. Blah, 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 was born, blah, 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 you know, da, 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 da. Okay. Moving on, the first baby's born, so on and so forth. Alrighty then. Where'd that go? Oh, I lost my place. Oh, shoot.
Well, you may get to the cut to
no,
the
no, because I want to read it.
Cut to the chase?
No.
This is exciting podcasting here while she finds
oh,
the
stop it. I don't know why I can't find it.
Okay. Ready?
Nope.
Oh. Go, Faith!
Oh, it's on the next page. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought I had it right there.
She's going,
I haven't looked in a couple days.
Going. Well, she should have had it ready for the show and everything.
Oh, it's on the back. That's why I thought it, because it was on the back, not the front.
Okay.
Okay.
She found it. Yes. She found it.
Okay.
Are we ready? Are we finally ready?
I'm ready. And the first baby at Dallas's Parkland Memorial Hospital arrived at 12:16 a.m. to so-and-so, was born to Dallas eighth grader, so on and so forth, 15, who couldn't stop smiling as she cradled her son in her arms Thursday morning. So I'm reading this, and I went, what? What?
Eighth grader.
Hold up a minute. Well, wait, hold up. Wait
how
a minute.
Old was she? 15-year-old.
She put a little love in it, apparently. And the first baby at Dallas's Parkland Memorial Hospital arrived at 12:16, and I went back and read it again. Blah, 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 blah. Eighth grader, 15. I'm like, huh? What?
What?
So then 15? I went, Brad, listen. And the first baby at Dallas Parkland Memorial Hospital arrived at 12:16 to so-and-so, the Dallas eighth grader, 15. 15, eighth grader. I couldn't even have a baby in eighth grade. If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
Just saying.
I couldn't have a baby in eighth grade either, if you know what I mean. And not because the girls all thought I was stinky. Because I wasn't.
You were stinky, stinky.
Anyway, the point is.
15?
I was in 10th grade when I was 15. I was in 10th grade when I was 15.
Okay, so there's 2 points in this. Number one.
I was in 10th grade when I was 15.
Number one, you're having a baby when you're in 8th grade. Number two, what are you doing in 8th grade at 15? You're supposed to be in 10th grade at 15. Number two. Hello? I don't even know which is worse. Well, the baby, of course. But 15 in 8th grade?
At least she chose to have the baby.
Well, and, you know, and her mom, you know, I was nervous to tell my mom. You think? You would be nervous to tell your mom.
Nervous? Petrified.
She's going to take 6 weeks off, and she'll be homeschooled.
It sounds like she took a couple of 6 weeks off already.
Yeah. So there you go. So, you know, on Monday I talked about the degradation of society.
Yeah, we're there.
I mean, you know, I'm proud of
her. If y'all haven't seen this movie called Idiocracy, you got to watch it. Listen. It's full of curse words and everything. I mean, because, but that's beside the point.
Look at
her.
The point
is that Idiocracy has actually come to Silver Springs. Yeah, she's cute. Idiocracy has come to Silver Springs because there's a billboard now in Silver Springs that is a giant television screen. Have y'all seen these? Y'all have these in your town now?
An LED.
It's an LED billboard. With moving,
I'm sure we're behind.
Parts. Moving. I mean, how could you drive down the road and there's like moving things over there? Moving people. Moving.
Well, it's just like a photo picture frame. It's just giant. People use those photo frames in their restaurants to advertise things, you know.
Sure.
So now we have, I bet you that's Craig's.
Think so?
Guarantee it.
Good for him. But I'm just like.
Now, so instead of one ad, you can charge for 10 ads per billboard.
Well, they've had those that slide.
Yeah, but this is an LED thing.
An LED, or I don't know if it's LED.
Whatever it is.
But it looks like
an LED screen.
With moving pictures. It's like 30 by 20 big. You know, it's huge. So
it's a billboard.
It's a billboard size thing. It's huge.
So, anyway, I'm proud of this girl that she's keeping the baby. But, you know, really, really, when I was in eighth grade.
She should have had the baby. I don't know that she should keep the baby.
No, she shouldn't. She should give the baby up for adoption.
Something.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Eighth grade. I went to school. Actually, I mean, this is nothing new. I went to school. But I went to school with. She was in eighth grade. But she had her first baby when she was in ninth grade. When she graduated from high school. And she graduated with me. She never lost a grade.
Oh, okay. That's
she graduated.
Good.
It's very good because she graduated with me and had four kids.
Was she married?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little different. It's in the South and she was married.
Okay. If you want to say that. But I mean, she managed to have four kids and graduate high school on time.
And how old was her husband? But she was married.
A year older than her?
But she was married. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it was a good idea. No, but
I don't think they were married. I think they were married about 6 months when the first baby got there. But still.
At least they got married.
At least they got married.
Are they still married?
I have no idea.
That'd be interesting to know. I only remember maybe two girls in my whole high school that ever got pregnant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
two.
We had probably five. I had a class of 400. There was probably five, and one of those was white. That was the girl I was talking about.
Yeah.
And not that that matters, because there was probably 20% of my graduating class was other than white.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
It's too bad.
And most of those were the senior year. Most of those pregnancies were the senior year.
Mm, yeah. That's too bad.
Well, I mean, you know, and I don't know. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. My mom was married by the time she graduated high school.
Yeah, she got permission, got married the February of her senior year.
Yep. But she wasn't pregnant for probably a year after that.
Right.
It was 9 months after that anyway.
Well, June. No. Yeah. Well, no. No. Yeah, because she had you the next June, so a year and a half.
So
later.
It was probably 6 months before she got pregnant after she got married.
Better than us. We were pregnant 3 months after we got married.
But she had me in June. Yeah, she graduated high school before they got pregnant. All right.
Not that it matters.
That it matters to anybody about anything. We're just rambling now.
Yeah.
Show's over.
Yeah.
Just.
See ya.
Rambling about.
Okay. It's time
nothing.
To go.
Oh. She's clapped her hands. That means, I'm not sure what that means, but.
It means wrap it up.
I guess we're going to wrap it up or something. I'm really liking my Mac cue. Did I mention that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little learning curve, but I mean, the real test is when I do calls. When I do the calls, okay.
Well,
that's going to be.
We're going to have calls tomorrow.
We are?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have any calls to play?
Thursday, call day.
Not sure I actually have any calls to play, but I'll look and see. Devine's been on vacation. He's been on holiday, you know.
Oh.
I got all the Christmas calls, but I hadn't gotten any this week. So.
Oh, so we don't have anything to listen to?
I don't know. I have to look.
Why did you tell me you had calls?
I didn't say I had calls. I said the real test would be when I play calls.
Yeah. You want a German short-haired pointer?
You mean like adopt or?
Yeah, this too can be yours. For
is it a boy or a girl?
For $1,500.
Is this some? Oh, that's a cheap baby.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a mother? It's 15-year-old trying to get.
You gonna adopt?
That's what
you're gonna adopt a golden retriever.
This no, you said a Russian red short hair.
It's a German short haired pointer.
Well, I don't care if they point. We can break them of that habit. Listen, everybody, I would like to invite y'all to come on by My Life Ministries. At My Life Ministries, can you stop rustling the paper for just a minute, please? Good grief. Do you understand there are microphones on in the room?
Oh, whatever. I'll be quiet. Shh.
My Life Ministries.
Brad is talking. Everybody be quiet. Listen.
No, we want to hear this.
You're very I'm not doing that.
You are doing that.
I am not
it
doing that.
It sounds like a
only to you, because you're here.
They're here too.
Okay. I'm looking at dogs for sale. Good grief.
Oh, well, we don't need a dog.
A dog.
A dog.
Are you going to tell them to come to MyLifeMinistries.org?
MyLifeMinistries.org/forums and check out the My Life Ministries Bible
study.
Well,
you can get a mule. You want to buy a mule? It says.
Maybe Buford would like to have a mule.
That's funny.
So, check out the Bible study, the 3-minute a day Bible
only
study.
In Texas, can you buy a mule?
You read the verse, you answer the question. It's 3 minutes of your life, and it's getting you in the Word and thinking about the Word and studying the Word. And just 3 minutes a day, that's all it takes. All right, come on by and check that out. And that's it, I guess.
All right.
That and we're buying mules. Miles Cornelius, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Two blind squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.